Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We're getting closer to Christmas, aren't we? And yet our lives are so busy, even in this COVID situation, we still seem to have so much to do, or we have nothing to do. One extreme or the other is affecting us these days. And I want to encourage you, really encourage you, if you can, to take a look at the readings for today. This is the feast of St. John of the Cross. And I want to share with you just a little of his background, because his name always meant to me, my, he must have been a very holy man all his life. And listen to this. When John of the Cross was a boy, his father died, and his destitute mother sent him to a school for the poor. And look at this. After joining the Carmelites in the 1500s, he joined forces with Teresa of Avila to carry out a reform of the order. He was a holy, holy man, and he came out of the poorest of circumstances. But he turned to the Lord, and he loved him. And all of us in these days, sometimes of chaos and confusion or isolation that we experience, this is time to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want of me in this time? Let's take a look at the first reading today, taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verses 2 to 7, and then 15 to 17. When Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped, tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of a man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob! Your encampments, O Israel, they are like gardens beside a stream, like the cedars planted by the Lord. His wells shall yield free-flowing waters. He shall have the sea within reach. His king shall rise higher, and his royalty shall be exalted. And then Balaam gave again voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. And listen to this. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel. Prophetic word of the coming of the Messiah. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel. Pay attention to that. God was letting us begin to see what he was about. He knew we wouldn't understand it all, but he was beginning to give us signs. Psalm 25 says, teach me your ways, O Lord, your ways. Make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Brothers and sisters, God is coming. He's sending his only begotten Son to save us. Otherwise, we would die and perish. You and I have a Savior. Even if your circumstances are difficult right now, acknowledge the fact that for all eternity, you have a Savior. And this Christmas is not just a time to perfunctorily remember, oh yes, this is Christmas Day, because it's so full of gatherings and all kinds of things, so I think it will be a little different this year. But brothers and sisters, God wants to gather us to himself, to proclaim his gospel, his goodness, his love, to trust him, to care for the poor and for the weak. Brothers and sisters, this is a time to be busy in a certain way what God wants done. This is in a time, really, to put your highest priority is buying gifts. Yes, you might, in a family situation, have gifts that you would like to give to the other, and that's a beautiful token. But the important thing, the first thing, is that we give gifts to God. Does God truly have your heart? Do you love him? Do you pray daily? Do you walk with him? If you have nothing in your life that matches that, just start by giving God 15 minutes a day. And you'll say, oh, I don't have any time. Well, make time. He's more important than anything else you're doing. Give God 15 minutes, morning or evening, but give him those minutes and say, Lord, I love you. You have made me your son or your daughter. Lord, I want to know you more. Please teach me. Please help me. Brothers and sisters, God needs us to come to him. In the difficulties and trials we're experiencing right now, come to him. The pandemic, come to him. He's trying to get our attention in a certain sense, or at least the results are, it should give us desire to know God more and to love him more. I want you to please give God 15 minutes a day. If you can give him more, please do that. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, 23 to 27. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "Well, if we say he's of heavenly origin, he will say to us, then why do you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." We don't know. They were afraid to give the right answer. We do not know. And Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." He was offering himself, and they said, "Oh, it's just another crank or somebody doesn't mean anything." And they ignored him and walked away from him. Brothers and sisters, how close are you to the Lord? How close are you? The responsorial psalm for today says this, "Teach me your ways, O Lord." And that's what we've got to do. Oh, I don't know what I think about God. Oh, God, I don't even care really what about God. I don't know how to know God. Get yourself a Bible if you don't have one and read the New Testament. I'll say a lot more about the Old Testament, but right now, in this coming Christmas season, read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, especially Luke and John right now. Read them carefully. Know who this God is. Know the God who loves you. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O God. I pray that a lot. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He will show you the way to him or back to him if you're estranged. He will bring you back. Say to him, teach me, O Lord, teach me. The verse before the gospel says, show us, Lord, your love and grant us your salvation. Let's take a look now at a meditation that John of the Cross wrote. I think you're going to find it inspiring. I want to say to all of you that so many times, so many days, we pray and we don't get a sense of anything. Don't give up. Open your heart more. Just be faithful to God. And when he sees your fidelity, you will find a passage that particularly strikes you. And you say, oh my goodness, I never noticed that before. He'll come to you in all kinds of ways. But he's looking for you now, right now, to be close to him. Where have you hidden, says John of the Cross, beloved, and left me moaning? You fled like the stag after wounding me. I went out calling you, but you were gone. In this first stanza, the soul, enamored of the word her bridegroom, the Son of God, longs for union with him through clear and essential vision. She records her longings of love and complains to him of his absence, especially since his love wounds her. Through this love, she went out from all creatures and from herself. And yet she must suffer her beloved's absence, for she is not freed from mortal flesh, as the enjoyment of him in the glory of eternal requires. Accordingly, she says, where have you hidden? This is like saying, a word, my spouse, show me where you are. Her petition, she seeks the manifestation of his divine essence, because the hiding place of the Word of God is the bosom of the Father. He's right here, brothers and sisters. He's right here with you. And just because you don't hear anything, you don't feel like you have any comfort, you don't have any, you're just doing something that you have to do, just wait. Just come to God every day that way. Give him a little bit of time every day and watch how he will reward you. May God abundantly in this season open your heart that Christ may live more fully in you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.